Bonjour. It's a great honor to be present among you. I'm sorry, I speak English like an average French. I asked ChatGPT and Google Translate to write me my speech. So if it doesn't work for you, it's the algorithm fault, obviously. My name is Alexis Kaufmann, and I'm going to present to you a Forge project for all teachers and students in France. So a Forge project at FOSDEM, so what? Nothing less original. But 3 points in which, in my opinion, distinguish this Forge from other classical Forges. Users are teachers and K-12 students, so up to 18 years old for school, not for the university. Share content is educational, pedagogical content, and is more text in markup language than code. And last but not least, the project is supported by the French state. A few words about me. Basically, I'm a high school math teacher for 25 years, but also a kind of free software activist, having founded Framasoft 20 years ago, a non-profit organization mainly focused on free software valorization. And for years, we hoped for a real free software policy in French education, and elsewhere and worldwide, obviously. But that did not really come. I remember 10 years ago, as a president of Framasoft, I wrote an article titled "My Ministry Drives Me to Despair," where I said this: either my ministry doesn't know that free software exists and then it is irresponsible and incompetent, or it knows it and does nothing and then it is guilty. By having such remarks publicly, you can well imagine that I would never have thought of finding myself one day in the ministry. But today times have changed. I was invited to join the ministry a year ago, and I accepted the challenge. This is the first time that there is such a free software and open educational resources project manager in the institution, and quite high in the organization chart. And I think it's a good sign. Another good sign, we don't just use free software, we also contribute. For example, we found a development for the open source video conferencing tool Big Blue Button, and it's unusual to read this in a project repos. And we contribute to other free software projects like Nextcloud, FuTube, or Moodle. So another positive move, this Forge project. It responds to two needs expressed by the teachers. The first need is a classic one. We are nearly a million teachers in France. And among them, there are those who develop free software application for education, and some of which have a great potential. But all these projects are scattered, and it is difficult to spot them, and then it's difficult to support them. And for ethical and GDPR reasons, we cannot also tell our teachers to go to Microsoft GitHub. So let's bring them together in a sovereign and secure space. And as we have computer courses from high school now in France, this also concerns students. First need. The second need corresponds to new uses. Here we share a lot more formatted text, Markdown, LaTeX, than code, to create educational content together. Here we create content in the dark mode image, which will be then be pushed into web pages, print PDF, or a Jupyter notebook. By using the pages function of a forge, you can work collaboratively on a forge to produce web pages, websites with quality educational content, as in this project with computer science teachers. And you can do this without leaving the web environment, without knowing Git pull, Git push, etc. Another example, in continuous integration, we can also push markdown text into a pretty mind map, as a philosophy teacher suggests here. Just to emphasize that it's not just science teacher who work this way. So, two needs expressed by teachers for a forge of code and text. So let's do it. And the forge already exists as a POC, as a proof of concept, since last September, with 200 projects, 300 accounts. It's a GitLab instance powered by a French P platform as a service, Clever Cloud, who have a stand here at FOSDEM, and administered by a teachers association, the Association of Computer Science Teachers of France, the AEIF. The big news, just from 10 days ago, is that the project has been validated by the ministry, which has integrated it into its big strategy, the Digital Strategy for Education 2023-2027. So the prototype forge will join the IT services of the ministry. I cannot give you more details because the project is just beginning, so no roadmap, etc. But we have at least 5 years to move forward. To move forward and convince of its interest more and more teachers and students. This is the big challenge. Succeed in enlarging the cycle of users. This will require support, training, animation, and promotion of the projects submitted. Here you can see a quick and dirty SWOT analysis. The most important thing for me is that the project is supported by the institution and that it has values close to an event like the FOSDEM. So, I have just 1 minute, huh? Okay. So, I don't detail all the strengths, opportunities, or weaknesses. Thank you. I came to force them to present this project, but also, despite my terrible level of English, to discuss and see if other countries, other ministry of education, in Europe, for instance, are engaged in similar projects to pool and share our experiences. Okay, don't hesitate to talk about it around you if you think the project is interesting and merci beaucoup pour votre attention. Ah, je savais pas. Ah, ok. C'est bon. Mais je peux quand même.
Thanks for your attention. If there is anyone who has a question, is there anyone who has a question? In French, in English, also in chat GPT language.
No, but I can, if we have time, I can read with you a first list of positive points or and some risks. So obviously the main thing is that it's an institutional project that carries values, openness, sharing ethics, sovereignty. Sovereignty is important here, and sustainability. It encourages teachers and students to work together, and so increase digital and computer skills, I think. And by gathering our forces, join the force in the same place, it's easier to make community and obtain means. It's easier to ask money. Doing so, I hope we'll have a large bank of open educational content with free license and available to the entire school community. There is also a point with what in France we call it sobriété numérique, the digital sobriété. I think it's not a good translation. But because we use light and open format, we can work offline. It improves the existing rather than beginning from scratch, etc., etc. And important, the project for us is a commons. So its governance and policy is shared with the users. That's very important because we did a lot of projects, a lot of top-down projects in the French Ministry of Education. This want to be more horizontal. Not very expensive, but at the beginning. But if there is a lot of more and more users with CICD, it can be different. And the threats. Maybe it's a too complex tool for our teachers and students. If we want more and more users, so great needs for documentation, training, community animation, and convince great teachers who are already on Forges to migrate to our Forge. That's a point because super teachers are already on GitHub, for instance. Copyright stuff. This is not clear if the content belongs to the agents or the teacher or to the states. So there is things to and the evolution of GitLab offer. We don't need. And the concurrence, the competition with Microsoft GitHub, with Copilot and Chatera, with more and more new functions. Voilà. Merci.